for contributions to humankind. First of all, I want you to know that you could win that prize, bestowed upon those who made the greatest contributions to humankind, and that there are multiple pathways, so as long as you are in the right place, somewhere out on the edge. It is hard to say a bad thing about it, but the road there is not perfect. The schools are not working, for one. And as always, there will be troublemakers and liars along the way. You will be forced to learn strange and ultimately meaningless things to get into a brand name college. Tested and outdated, ever being phased out process, and you need the full 1600 points to send a message. You need to start preparing for the SAT years ahead of graduating high school. At first, your entire education must be structured to unhinge the SAT patterns. Apply to all the expensive colleges and learn to relax, but keep moving fast. You are not going to give the senior orator speech, because to get at the prize, you will not have the time to follow all instructions. Then you will need to find a lab that is doing cutting-edge research and begin scanning the unknown for anomalies. Don't focus on what seems interesting so much as what is anomalous and unexplored in the parts that interest you. You will become a world-class scientist. You will become a force of science. You will be huge and a perfect expert in your field. And with a touch of luck, easily find something. Maybe an anti-aging, or DNA recombination, computer integration. That will nearly guarantee the prize. It will be a great accomplishment. Worst comes to worst, it may be that the prize committee is not going to be as forward in their thinking as they should be. But that will be just as good as the prize. You will know it. The history books will know it. There's a lot of forks in the road, yes. And correct paths rely on luck, yes. But you can make your own luck by standing at the fork long enough. Once you get into the university, the outsider teacher will say the truth. They don't know if the grades and classes and guidance will help you at all. They are teaching blind. And throwing these blind tests at your feet, which is more like interference than help, isn't it? There will be bumps in the road, unfairness along the way. What happened to Rosalind Franklin is beyond heartbreaking. I think everyone deserves more than a prize. I don't want anybody to fight things that should honor them, be it school or whichever company you care to work at. If the schools were working, if you didn't need to fight odds, if you could start in high school, not a lab at 40, then this could be a balanced life. We are not machines, you know. We aren't meant to bend odds that are against us out of stupidity, greed, inauthenticity, short-sightedness, or whether or not our parents work in that lab. We shouldn't need to make sacrifices on our way towards that kind of greatness. Rosalind Franklin, Elsie, was fighting the same fight that stands in your way. and liars are cunning and evil, and they drain us of energy. What the hell does a dean at a brand name university know about what it takes to be like Elsie? The things claiming to help you will be attacking you, if not downright stalking you out of debt, greed, jealousy. The same damn nonsense that has always held humanity back. Remember Sun Tzu? Victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first and then seek to win. It may be that the world isn't good enough to appreciate the many sacrifices that you will surely make along the way. I want you to choose living a healthy and balanced life, where DNA recombination is something you do as a second thought with the person that you will end up sharing the rest of your very long and very happy life with. I don't want you to fight the odds. The odds should always be on your side. And every step of your journey to make lasting contributions to humankind should be honored, even before you get your prize. I want the world to work for you, not against you. And I don't want you to be alone like Elsie and the countless many whose names we don't yet know or may never know. I know that there are people who will help you along the way. People who search out those who aim the highest and monitor them and help them graduate and get the job and the lab and all they need. But maybe before you set off for that kind of greatness, you should consider wisdom, books and adventure, art and music. Become wise first, and then see what your aims are. Maybe you won't need to take that test. It's not like it's a real test of real knowledge. And if you still need a lab, then why not build one? Both for you and those brilliant many who discovered the odds against them to be too overwhelming. For you and Elsie. Pure research, pure madness, raw talent. Sometimes when something stands in your way, it is a signal that you should build the path you wish you had for others to walk it. Maybe that honest school that we all once needed. There is a man in a video entitled "What is the Appalachian Trail?" who at 6 minutes and 27 seconds says, "By the world standards, I don't have anything. But I stand before you now and tell you, I am the richest man there is." I think it may be best that each human being should find their wisdom and enlightenment before setting their aims. Rise first, and then help the world grow, and in a way that comes naturally to you, that completes you, where the path before you isn't against odds, but matches your unique predispositions for greatness. It isn't really about that particular prize, is it? It is a call to greatness. It is a call directly to you. It is meant to be answered in a way that fits you best, that makes you better and stronger. Here you need not worry about odds or interference from school or labs meant to help you. And you get to read or listen to books that you pick, and not ones that are picked for you by strangers who can't even tell if any of it will be useful to you. I say, dream even bigger and keep dreaming. And if you must, then remember, It is not just physics, chemistry, physiology, or medicine. It is also literature and peace.